Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
Iwe Luke ori iketadinlogun.
Luke 17.
Laaro yi.
This morning.
Atesiwaju ninu eko yi.
We made a progress in this teaching.
Opolopo wa la ba Olorun soro.
Many of us talked with God.
Opolopo wa la fi ekun la fi wasiwaju Olorun.
Many of us came before the Lord with tears and groans. And I believe the Lord has started a mighty work in our hearts. And this fire which the Lord has kindled will not be quenched. That which the Lord has started in your heart will not be tampered with. Your fire will not go down anymore. You will keep on making progress each day. The Spirit of the Lord will move you forward. Luke chapter number 17. We are going to read verse 7. Verse 8. Verse 9. And verse 10.
Ṣùgbọ́n sibe.
Yet tonight,
we
are still going to wait on verse 8. We
were
there in the morning, but we are not through with the matter. The Spirit of the Lord has not released us to move from there. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat?
Tiki yo kuku wifun pe, pe si on ti e mioje, si di amure, ki woki oma she na she fumi, titi e mio fi je, ti e mio si mutan, le yina, ni wo si je, ti wo si mo.
And we not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and guard thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink.
Ohun a ma dupe lowo omo odo na nitori ti o se ohun ti a pa lase fun bi emi o ro be.
Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I throw not.
Gege be li eyin pelu nigba ti e ba ti se ohun gbogbo ti a pa lase fun yin tan ke wi pe alai leri omo odo ni wa eyi ti se se wa lati se le awa ti se.
So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Make ready.
Sidi amure.
Guard thyself.
Ki wo ki o ma se iranse fun mi.
And serve me.
Titi emi o si fi je.
Till I have eaten.
Ti emi o si mutan.
And drunken.
Leyin na ni iwo o si je.
Afterward thou shalt eat.
Ti iwo o si mu.
And drink.
Now, ki ato tesiwaju laleyi.
Before we move from here tonight,
Where
we stopped in the afternoon, we discovered that the Lord is hungry. And he is thirsty.
Gbogbo awon ti won ti fi ti ojo Olorun ti ro sori aye won ti se ti fi mu.
Those who have received the rain of God and they have drank that rain.
Gbogbo awon ti an ti gba ori ofe.
Those who have received grace.
Gbogbo awon ile ti Olorun ti da iledu si.
All the life that the Lord has poured is humus soil to fertilize.
Oye ki Olorun ko ri nkan je lori aye won.
It is worthy for the Lord to have something to eat from their lives.
Koju enu re lo lati bere pe pese ntin won je.
And that is not bigger than his mouth to have requested, make ready that I may sup.
Ki se pe oju ipa re lo lati bere pe oun fe mu nkan lowo wa.
He is not acting ultra vires by asking that he want to drink from our hand.
Nitori wipe ibi ti a ba ti furugbin si la ti kore.
Because wherever we have sown, there we reap from.
Emi Olorun so fun wa.
The Holy Spirit told us
pe akoko ti Olorun fe je lowo wa lele.
The time that the Lord we want to eat from our hand has come.
Akoko ikore ti Olorun gbodo kore ori aye wa lele.
This is the harvest of the Lord and the Lord must harvest from our lives.
Olorun ti kara re o fe jeun lowo re.
The Lord himself want to eat even from your own hand.
Olorun ti kara re o ri pe akoko to ko won mu nkan lowo re.
The Lord himself has come to realize that it is time for him to drink from your hand.
Ki wa ni Olorun fe ka se?
So what is it that the Lord is expecting us to do?
Pe si on ti emi o je.
Make ready wherewith I may sup.
Si di ara re ni amure.
Guard thyself.
Ki wo ki o ma se iranse fun mi.
And serve me.
Titi emi o si fi je.
Till I have eaten.
Ti emi o si fi mu tan.
And drunken.
Amure fun ise iranse.
Girdle for the ministry.
Amure fun ise iranse.
Girdle for the ministry.
O ya mi lenu pe.
I am surprised that.
That
if any man will serve God in the ministry,
onilo amore.
He needs a girdle.
Amore yen la fe kiyesi lale yi.
We want to consider the matter of the girdle tonight.
Amore fun ise iranse to peye.
Girdle for a correct ministry.
Nitori pe Oluwa lo bere pe.
Because it is the Lord that is saying, guard thyself. And therefore, serve me. Because this is the time for me to take that work in your hand. I want to eat from your hand. I want you to work for me. The time is up. You are the one that is at the center of the stage. You are the one I am focusing on now. It is your turn. I am looking at your hand right now. What kind of girdle must a child of God have? In the book of Luke, chapter number 12. This same issue, a similar matter emerged. And I want you to look at it.
Praise the Lord.
And Yoluwa.
Praise the Lord.
In verse 33. 34. 35. 36. Let's read it.
Eta ohun ti eyin ni ki eyin ki o si tore anu ki eyin ki o si pese apo fun ara yin ti ki gbo isura le orun ti ki tan nibi ti o le ko le sunmo ati ibi ti kokoro ki ba je.
Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, near moth corrupted.
Nitori nibi ti isura yin gbe wa. Nibele okan yin yo gbe wa pelu.
For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
E di amure yin ki fitila yin ko si ma jo.
Let your loins be guarded about and your light burning.
Ki eyin ti kara yin ki o dabi eni ti nreti Oluwa won. Nigbati ohun o pada ti bi igbeyawo de pe nigbati oba de to si kankun ki won ki o le si sile fun logan.
And ye yourself like unto men that wait for their lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately.
Eke hallelujah.
Eyin Oluwa.
Eke hallelujah. Now iti ta fi pada si ori kejila.
Why we came to chapter 12?
Oni pe Oluwa ti ba awon omo eyin e soro yiri.
Because the Lord has spoken this matter to his disciples before.
O ti ba won soro yiri.
He has discussed this matter before this time.
Nigba to gbe enu le ni ori iketadinlogun.
When he started in chapter 17,
awa lo le se ajeji si.
It might be strange to us.
Ko se ajeji si awon tin
ba soro. It was not strange to those to whom the word came.
Tori o ti ba won sori.
Because he has mentioned it earlier.
O ti bere si so fun won.
He has been discussing with them
nipa jije iranse to peye,
about becoming a servant that is correct.
O ti ba won so pe iti mo pe yin si o.
He has discussed with them that which I have called you unto,
iti mo fe gba lowo yin o,
that which I like to receive of your hand,
iti mo fe ke fun mi mo,
what I want to give me to drink,
ona gbe kale re re
o. These are the principles.
Nkan kini,
the first thing,
amure kini,
the first girdle,
amure okan,
is the girdle of the heart.
Amure okan,
the girdle of the heart.
Opolopo ibi ni ninu bibeli oro Olorun ti so nipa amure ta gbodo di fun okan wa.
Many places the Bible talked about the kind of gado which must guard about our hearts.
Idini wipe,
the reason being that
on gbogbo ti enikeni le se fun Olorun,
whatsoever a man could do for God,
ti o ba ti okan re wa,
if it is not from his heart,
ko le se aseyori nbe,
he will never succeed in it.
Ise kise ti enikeni ba fe se fun Olorun,
whatever the kind of work any man wants to do for God,
ti o ba koko gbile ninu okan re,
if it is not well rooted in his heart,
ise yen ko le debi kankan,
that work will not travel far.
Gbogbo igba ti e ba ri enikeni ti o nse ese egbe,
each time you see a man wobbling in his ways,
ise ese egbe te ri yen,
that wobbling that you are seeing,
okan tin se kami kami kami,
it is such from a wobbling heart.
Igba ti e ba ri opolopo ranse Olorun,
when you see several servants of God,
ti iwaasu won jagara ma,
and their preachings are seen not to flow correctly,
to je pe gbogbo igba ti won ba jade,
that each time they emerge,
ohun ti won o ri gba lowo ojo loku,
what they will collect from the people is all that remains with them.
Isoro yen lati nu okan lo ti wa,
that difficulty is coming right from the heart.
Amuri okan won lo ti ja,
the girdle of their heart must have been broken asunder.
Te ba ri iranse Oluwa,
if you see a servant of the Lord,
to je pe tele,
that before this time,
to ba gbenu le oro ese,
when it start to talk about sin,
ko si elese to le joko,
there is no sinner that will be comfortable.
To ba bere si wa suba,
when it's beginning to preach,
gbogbo awon ti aye won oba tolorun,
those who are not godly in that meeting,
jini
they will tremble and quake on their seats. But when you see the same person,
don't fear sefe,
and he's now joking with the issue of sin, when
it
comes to the pulpit,
to fi seju mewa jo,
and he used 10 minutes to dance,
o fi seju mewa ki awon eyan,
and with 10 minutes to appreciate people,
o wa to fi seju mewa to ku o fi so eta aroso,
and then he used the remaining 10 minutes to just talk about
nobody soro yen ti wa.
Where come this kind of difficulty?
Amuri okan lo ti ja,
the girdle of the heart that that have been plucked asunder. That thing emerged from the heart. When a servant of God, when he started to make face to ladies in the church, and he's sending SMS to ladies, and what she is sending by this SMS are such a terrible things, secret matters. Where cometh such a trouble? It is the girdle of the heart that has decayed. When the Lord says, make ready wherewith I may sup. Take your guard yourself. The first girdle is the girdle of the heart. Everybody whose heart is not standing upright, those who have lost the fire of the spirit, all those who are not fervent in the spirit, it is that girdle that must have been snapped. Let us consider this girdle very critically. When Jesus started to talk in chapter 12 of the book of Luke, the first thing he said, that you may not understand quickly, he said, verse 31,
verse 33, Taka.
Yes. But rather,
Emma, why job
the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you? Please be patient with me.
To a day.
Because this junction, where the Holy Spirit is now over this matter, it is time for God to eat from our hand. I don't know how to say it such that you will understand. There is a deep understanding within me that it is time now. Something must break forth. God must eat from my life. He must eat from your life also. And this is the time for God to sup. It is the time of harvest.
But
you must guard thyself. This first girdle, the Lord began quietly.
Only Emma, why job or
seek ye first the kingdom of God. All these things shall be added unto you.
Maberu,
fear not,
Agbokeke,
little flock.
Nitori didu inu baba
yi ni. It is your father's good pleasure
lati fi ijoba fun yin
to give you the kingdom.
Eta onti eni,
sell that you have. That which you have. What did he say we should do? Sell it. And give alms. Provide yourself bags. Which wax not old. A treasure in the heavens that faileth not. Where no thief approaches.
Neither
moth corrupteth. For what? For where your treasure is. There will your heart be also. That is the secret of the first girdle. Please be patient. Please be patient. Many people will not accept, and we will not understand. Why is it that the church is in this state? Why is it that those in position of power, who are on the pulpit, why are they looking for what to eat? Why is it that we are much more concerned is about myself, my own.
Kilode.
Why?
Kilofa.
What brought this?
Those
who labored in the gospel in the times of old, and the word of the Lord was established in their days, and the power of the Lord broke forth in their days. Why is it that the things of the world were nothing unto them? The kind of blood they wore was not important. They were not keen about that. Why is it that many of them, it was when they slept in the Lord, we didn't have any house to point at that they built. They didn't build any house. Everything they built, they built it in heaven. Why?
Is
the kind of gadol they possessed. It was a kind of gadol which was about their heart. That gadol is what ruled their heart, governed their heart. It regulated their heart so that their hearts were not scattered. That was why they have a heart that is well bonded. And they pursued and entered into God's glory. It was a kind of gadol about their heart. The first thing I noticed in them is what was uppermost in their hearts is the kingdom of God. Everybody they met, what they are concerned about, will I see you in the kingdom of God? When they speak and they speak and they speak, when they want to say bye bye, do you know their salutation? Please be ready.
The
up and bring, the Lord will take us home. The Lord will take us home. If we don't see ourselves here, we must meet at the feet of Jesus. How many of you remember that's how we used to greet ourselves in those days? When we are departing like this, do you know what our parting words?
Bro,
my brother,
be rapturable.
Mi di daju pe o wa ni imura sile fun igba soke o.
Ori akojade ta ma ko.
Our recessional hymn in those days.
Ti gbogbo awon ti ma ko wa loro Olorun ti ma fi ko wa.
That those who taught us the word of God also taught us to sing. The kind of song we sing nowadays, they are such songs meant for those who are scattered in their hearts.
Me, I no go suffer.
Emi o mo ni jiya o.
Me, I no go bear for
Emi o si ni be fun buredi o.
Iru orin yen ko awo je e ko.
That kind of song was never in our mouth.
Awo to je pe ati ti amure lokan
wa. Who actually guard our hearts.
Pe gbogbo awon ti yo ba jogun ijoba orun.
All those that will inherit the kingdom of heaven,
they
must suffer persecution. Are you not following? Those that will inherit the kingdom of heaven, that in much tribulations, we will enter into the kingdom of heaven. That was a kind of gadol about our hearts. That was in our hearts. That if they do not persecute us, then we have become false prophets.
In fact, sometime,
when I'm greeting people and they are greeting me, and nobody will throw a stone at me, And we say,
Ragbile,
you are mad. When I didn't see anybody who says so, within 2 months, I must go back in prayer.
Oluwa,
say, Lord,
Oluwa,
Lord,
Ibariaye,
worldliness is enmity against God. Why would they agree with me and greet me pleasantly? Those who are without Jesus, and they are greeting me well. Lord, something must be wrong with my life. How can I sit with an unbeliever? And it's very comfortable. And I was also comfortable. And we are talking together without any conflict. And it's not that he has been converted. And that unbeliever has not been converted. And we agree. Then I must have changed. We will go back into our closet. Lord.
Oluwa.
Lord.
Yemiwo.
Please check me out.
Kilodeti awon alaigbagbo tan fin rerin pelu.
Why are the unbelievers smiling at me?
Abi ewu ti mo wo.
Is it that the kind of clothes I am wearing
ojo ti won ni
looks like theirs?
This is about where
if a sister should dress in our own time,
don't believe about
and an unbeliever comes to greet us.
You look fine.
Emma Lewa.
Very good.
Emma Lewa.
Unbeliever sini.
If he's an unbeliever,
atikunle adu avon sister.
We will have knelt down to pray for that sister. It means that the odor from your life now is an odor that is pleasant to the nose of those in the world. We understood it. We guard our heart with a girdle. Anybody who loves the world,
if you're alone,
the love of God is not in him. If anybody is in agreement with the world, he is an enemy of Jehovah. When in our own time, all my elder brothers who are godless, we fight every day. It's not about you don't fetch water for me. The cross of the matter is your own is too much. Every time you'll be using Bible to pray. When they snail at
you,
you don't know anything more than Bible. Sometimes they will fling my things outside. Sometimes they will pour water on me. When they do that for me, that's when I'll be happy. I will come to the fellowship rejoicing. What happened, brother? Something has happened. The Lord did something beautiful. We don't cry for such things. We are happy because it is grace that we have suffered with Christ. When the disciples, do you remember? When they slapped them, when they beat them, and they dragged them on the ground, when they stand up, they will burst into songs of praise. They will say, Lord, we thank thee, O Lord.
We
praise thee, O God. Even our God. We are confessing you are the Lord. Lord, we thank thee that you have counted us worthy to become witnesses unto Christ. That this suffering, even though it is not much, you counted us as part of your witnesses. All those who have never suffered like that, that was the kind of God we have in our hearts. That it means that your faith life is not correct.
So,
do you know what we are looking for? We will be looking for where they will persecute us.
Maybe we are fanatics that time.
But we have to look for where you will be persecuted.
Because until you are persecuted, your Christianity is not yet certified.
Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. Tabani omobirin to fefe.
If you have a sister that you want to get married,
sister call.
You have a lady.
To nu en teyin ju sira yin.
And you are making face to yourself.
Ti o ba ti gba Jesu bo
ba. Once you receive Christ,
ijanbon de,
problem has ensued.
Nitori wi pe
because
lati ojo
ngan that same day
ni won ti ko wa.
They taught us.
Amureni.
It's a gado.
What it dima wa loka.
They have put it around about our hearts.
Pe ko si baloko kan.
There is no connection
pelu okunkun ati imale
between light and darkness.
Agbodo fi edogba.
We must not be unequally.
Sekini o.
Dapo.
Dapo pelu awon alaigbagbo.
With the unbelievers. Once we receive such an instruction, they have put that girdle about our hearts. It doesn't need prayer. We don't do naivety on such matters.
Are you hearing me? This is our prayer request.
It's not about prayer request. Please pray for me. The sister I want to marry.
That
the Lord should touch her. If you say such a thing,
one is sister, did they do?
You say, please stand up. Who are you talking about? Who is he? What is his name?
She brother ni.
Is he a brother?
The brother Shuman.
Yet he's a brother. He said.
Oya kunle adua. Kunle adua.
Oluwa.
Oluwa. Oluwa.
Lord.
Barabiri hila.
Please save this sister.
Amuretati diwalokani.
It was a gado about our hearts.
Oh, let's share.
You cannot be involved in ministry when this girdle is not in your heart. The girdle that has made your heart to be one, that there is no way you can agree with the world and walk with Jesus. No, it's not possible.
He's
not coming to fellowship. That one, you can't even raise it. If you dare raise it, they will first forget about what you have said.
Excuse me, are you born again?
Are you
really born again?
Don't
sorrow, sikiru.
What? You are mentioning secret.
Are
you born again?
Do you know what?
Have you repented? That's the question we will ask. We will not pray. It's not a matter of prayer at all. It is now that I come into the church now. And I will hear this kind of prayer. I get baffled. Are these people also going to heaven? Are they Christians? Are they children of God? Did they receive anything at all? But when I started listening to the kind of messages you are hearing, and I see the kind of calls they make.
And can it your buffet beggar?
If anybody wants to be promoted,
To be ki Olorun ko mi si ohun.
And he wants the Lord to breathe over him.
Go see the millionaire.
And he becomes a millionaire.
Ko jade wa.
Let him come out.
Iranse Olorun yo gbadura
fun. The servant of the Lord will pray for you.
Irun te ko wa ko yen.
That's not what you were taught.
Afi Christ ko wa be.
We never learn Christ so.
Igba ta koko ba Jesus pade.
When we met Christ.
Iru altar call wo ni a ma fun.
What kind of altar call then was?
Enikeni ti o ba fe padanu aye raye.
Anybody does not want to lose eternity.
Ti o fe sunkun asun danu.
And does not want to weep eternally.
To ba fi aye re fun Jesus.
If you don't give your life to Jesus.
Oh, Jonah rau rau.
You will burn to ashes.
Teri okan re ba.
Now bow your heart. If
Jesus,
you want to give your life to Jesus, all those your girlfriends and boyfriends, take your Bible now and write letters to them right now that you are no longer interested. I'm not interested in
it.
When you finish writing it, come forward and kneel down to give your life to Christ. The day you are giving your life to Christ, not the second day, not the third or the fourth day, that same day, right there,
all boyfriends are finished.
When I started preaching the gospel, that's what we are preaching. If any lady should miss her steps and she comes to where we are preaching the gospel, when the Lord will lay hands on her, they will hear wailing. They will bite in their thigh. We have lost that one.
O-ti-son.
We have lost that.
Because
they know that that day, that lady will say,
oh, things have passed away.
Oh, what? Just to call that long.
I'm born again.
Oh, what? Dear to be, oh.
Go, gele ten bara fun.
All the head tie.
Ati blouse, ni oh.
And all blouses.
Ati bata, ni
oh. And all shoes.
Lali ojo yen gan.
That same night. That's how we are taught.
It's your job, man,
not appreciate. 4 days after. That same night, as you get home,
go blouse.
All the blouses your boyfriend bought.
Go batatora.
All the shoes he bought.
Go
all the hair ties she says you should be using. You will gather them together. You will gather them. You now package them.
You'll
put a letter on top of it.
The things I used
notes.
To do.
I want to
I do them no more.
Oh, she want more.
The boys I used to keep.
I want more.
I keep them no more.
Oh, ni want more.
The boys I used to keep.
I want more.
I keep them no more.
Oh, mama, ni want more.
That is a great change since I'm born again.
Oh my, they like it, but more dear to be.
Wow.
You will now take that thing. You will go and put it at his door
with a bold letter.
With a kopelu letter. To she kadagba.
Enough is enough.
Otoge.
I am born again.
Oti dia tobi.
Njeru ye don't shele mamba ye.
Is that happening anymore? One boy.
Inu big ba.
He was hungry.
Tori pe lecturer ni pelu mi.
Because he was a lecturer with me.
Ngba ti omoge re to do gba Jesus
go. When his girlfriend accepted Christ.
Ti moni to ti gba Jesus yi o.
As you have accepted Christ now.
Collect as pe ko si
be. Write a letter that you are no longer interested.
Ko si ma wa fun Bible study no la.
Come to Bible study tomorrow. And that girl left where we preached to her and wrote a letter and took it to the lecturer.
Enough is enough.
Otoke. No fellowship between darkness and light.
The man said,
am I darkness? I that took form for you for admission. I am now darkness.
Ori re daruni.
Are you mad?
Oni pori me daru.
Even if I am mad,
o daru fun Jesus.
I am mad for Jesus.
The second day.
Ojo keji.
O ti gbe bibeli.
She took her Bible.
O ti wa fun Bible study.
Oh, she came for Bible study.
O wa ri ore abanideshe.
And I saw the old boyfriend.
Ti lo nbo wa.
He was coming with fury. Many times I've been slapped because of the gospel. Well, we are happy about it. We took it with joy.
Oh, did you only yes?
And the kid said yes.
Mr. Akoni. You are causing confusion on this campus.
And I said, what?
Only what
kini,
not?
Kini.
What not?
Kini Oshé.
Kini,
what did I do?
Confusion, Woland. That's it.
What kind of kini? Daruda kwa woni modale. That girl that is sitting down there.
Woni oma wo.
I said which girl?
Woni che itori yi.
Is it this one you are looking at?
Oti die that it
is a new creature.
Oh, riru eleyiri.
You have never seen this one before.
Brand new.
This one is brand new.
If any man be in Christ,
see any cannibal be no Christ.
It's a new creature.
Oh, dear, that it too.
All things.
Oh, what? You just
have passed away. Behold,
here see
all things.
Once it did it too,
have become new.
My poor mother. And I call that girl.
Money, do you know this man?
Money, you know my
only own what? You just thought you call.
Only is part of the old thing that passed away.
The young man said, myself
an old thing.
He said,
you are an old thing.
Oh,
you are no longer at the center of the stage.
Jesus' name.
He says, Jesus.
It was violent.
Oh, man, le.
It was serious revival. God is going to bring it back.
Olorun yo da apada.
There's going to be a revival again.
Isoji kan bi o be
that will restore the word of God.
Yo mu oro Olorun pada.
Sugbon Jesu wa so pe
Jesus now said,
"Ede amure,
guard your heart."
Mo de so pe amure kini.
And I said the first girdle,
amure okan
lo. Is the girdle of the heart.
Bi okan yin se gba yin rere.
As your heart receive the gospel,
lo se apejuwe ru irin aye yin.
That's what is expressed in the manner of your life.
Opolopo lawon ti gba Jesu lodun marun.
Some 5 years he has given his life to Christ. But he has not been freed from sin.
Mo fe so fun yin
lo to. I want to say to you truly,
o ti gba nkan
kan. You have not received anything.
E ma binu o.
Just pardon me.
Ole je deacon.
You may be a deacon.
Won le fi o se assistant pastor.
You may be an AP.
Sugbon to ndese.
And you are committing sin.
O me isu ni o.
You are a child of the devil.
Abi o ro pe mi nu so be?
Oh, you think I said so?
Se mi nu so be?
You think I said so?
Iwe Johanu ori Johanu kini.
Johanu kini.
Ori keta.
Chapter 3.
Oni bi eni keni ba wa ninu Christi.
Whosoever is in Christ.
Ki ma deshe.
Do not commit sin.
Nitori wipe
because
ese ko si ninu re.
There is no sin in him.
Bi enikeni ba ni ohun ma Jesu.
If anybody says he knows him,
sugbon to rin ninu ese
and is walking in darkness,
opuro ni.
He is a liar.
Ko ti ri.
He has not seen him.
Ko si ma.
He has not known him.
Eyin omo mi.
My children,
let
no man deceive you.
Anything she ododo,
he that doeth righteousness,
oh,
he is righteous.
And
he that committed sin,
Yeshuni,
is of the devil. For from the beginning,
he
has been sinning. And for this reason, the Son of God is made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born
of God
does not commit sin,
Nitori kini o.
Why?
Iru Olorun o nbe inu re.
God abides in him. He cannot sin.
Nitori ati
pa Olorun bi. He was born of God.
Eyi ni
by this
la se ma
won omo Olorun. We know the children of God
ati awon mesh
and the children of the devil. That's what the Bible says.
Then he came back so you are assistant pastor.
If somebody says I'm an assistant pastor, you know, level pastor, and you are committing sin, let's call a spade a spade. You are a child of the devil. Your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life. If trumpet should sound tonight, you won't go with us. You can't go with us. If the trumpet should sound now, and the saints are going, there is no amount of struggling. What will make the saint to go upward is not in you. You may have a lot of teachings in your head, but the power to lift the saints up is not in the head. Where is it? It's in the heart.
Praise the Lord.
And you, Lua. And Jesus said, guard thyself. And I said, the first
guardrail
for ministry, perfect ministry, and successful ministry is that
guardrail
about your heart that makes your heart that make it to seek the kingdom of God first. Such that all that we need in this world is not what enters into your heart.
That
what is in the heart of the servants is the kingdom of God at all times. Is the kingdom of God at all times. Is the kingdom of God.
Oh my God.
When mosquito bites us, and you wake up suddenly, it's prayer. What's that prayer? Take me home, that nothing will disturb me, and I will not stumble. That's the song we used to sing. Those who brought these strange teachings and doctrines into the church that taught you to seek for the wealth of the world first, and they said the treasure of the darkness must be in your hand. I was speaking with a brother yesterday. With tears, he was speaking with me. He said, Brogule, my own don't do. I'm scattered. Because where I was preaching the gospel, the word of God hooked him. And he was shedding hot tears. He came out. And we are saying, what happened?
Hey.
He said, Brogule, I am finished. My family is in ruins. I said, what happened? He said, I turned my back on God. And I told myself that I must be rich.
Said,
this teaching job that I'm doing, become very stinking, very repulsive. I want to be carrying. How will I be carrying chalk every time? I left that.
Business.
And I look for a business. I want to have money. What he told me,
according to his desire.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìpinnu ọkàn ìfẹ́ ọkàn.
At any time.
Pé nígbàkúgbà.
Bank account wọn gbọdọ̀ less than 10 million.
Ẹni bẹ nínú àsùnwọ̀n báǹkì wọn ó gbọdọ̀ kò gbọdọ̀ nínú mílíọ̀nù mẹ́wàá.
Èyí ó sì wà ní wardrobe.
The one that will be in the wardrobe.
In case of emergency.
Àìbáìmọ̀.
Kò gbọdọ̀ less than 1 million.
Must kò gbọdọ̀ dín ní mílíọ̀nù kan.
Mo ní bo lo ti ríru ẹ̀kọ́ yẹn.
I said, who taught you that?
Ta ló sọ fún ẹ bẹ́ẹ̀.
Who told you that?
Nígbà tí Olúwa mi sọ pé.
When my Lord said.
Ẹ ta ohun gbogbo tẹ ẹ ní.
Sell all that you have.
Bí ọkàn wa ti wà ń gbà yẹn nu.
That's our heart then.
Àmúretí ń fi dè wá lọ́kàn
yẹn. That was a kind of girdle about our heart.
Ta bá ní bàtà tó bá jíjú mẹ́ta lọ.
If we have pairs of shoes more than 3.
Tọba ń to bàtà bá tó ń to bàtà.
If you start to arrange your shoes like this.
Tọba ti ju mẹ́ta.
Once it is more than 3.
Àmúretí ń bẹ lọ́kàn wọn sọ pé bí
agbélé. A girdle in our heart.
O ti ń dọmọ ayé o.
Say you are becoming worldly.
O ti ń kó ìṣúra rẹ jọ sí
ayé. You are already gathering treasure here on earth.
Ètò ń wọ ìṣọ́bàjẹ́ ni.
Is this one, has it spoiled?
Tó tún rà mí.
And you are buying another one.
Nígbà tá wà ń dàgbà nú ẹ̀mí o.
When we are growing.
I wọ bàtà méjì.
We don't wear 2 shoes at the same time.
Tí kan ò bá jẹ àní rà.
If another, if one is not, has not gone bad, we'll not buy another one.
Freaking love efficient.
What do you want to do with it?
Ibi kẹ́gùn ọmọgùn yẹn lẹ́sẹ̀.
Is it not to protect your leg?
Tí nǹkan bá ti ń tò jọ díẹ̀ díẹ̀ díẹ̀
díẹ̀. Once you are beginning to amass something.
Ẹsẹ̀ bílẹ̀ ni ẹ máa to ìtura ní jọ sí ayé yìí.
Treasure for yourself in this world.
Ẹsẹ̀ bílẹ̀ ni wọ́n máa jẹ́ alóru lóru.
That scripture will be coming back to us.
Wà á ti kó di ọ̀dà bàtà.
You will take one pair.
Sínú leather bag.
In a
carrier bag. Fellowship.
You come to the fellowship.
Bro.
Say bro.
Ǹjẹ́ nílò bàtà.
Do you need shoes?
A ní bàtà tó wọ́n ti ẹ̀já ní tàbí ṣe evangelism.
Yeah, my
ẹ máa wọ̀ yẹ, ẹ máa wọ̀
yẹ. Use this one, take this one, use this.
We release those things.
A fi àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí sílẹ̀.
So that we can travel light.
Ká lè bá a rìn lọ́wọ́ tó fúyẹ́.
Ibè ilẹ̀ bá dẹ̀ sùn wa náà là á sùn
sí. Wherever the dogs come, that's where we sleep.
Ṣùgbọ́n Olúwa ò fi wá sílẹ̀.
But the Lord didn't leave us alone.
Olúwa ò kẹ̀yìn sí wa.
And the Lord did not turn his back on us.
Jésù wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
Jesus now started this matter.
Pèsè ń ti wọ́n jẹ o.
Said, be ready, make ready with which I will sup.
Kò sì di ara yín ní
àmúre. And guard thyself.
Ohun tí ò jẹ́ kí ìgbé ayé ìgbàgbọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ kó já gaara.
This is why many people's lives will not show forth progress.
Kò sí àmúrí ọkàn.
There is no girdle about their hearts.
Ọkàn wọn pín yẹ́lẹyẹ̀lẹ.
Their heart seems scattered.
Ohunkóhun tó ń bá rí ní wọnú ọkàn.
Anything you see enters into your heart.
Ohun tí a bá gbọ́ nínú ọkàn wọn ni ọlọ́run.
Whatever they hear goes straight into their heart.
Tan bá rí nǹkan kan nú ayé.
If they see anything in the world.
Tójú wọn bá ti rí.
Once their eyes captures it.
Ọkàn wọn máa wà ní.
The heart will start to pant after it.
Torí pé kò sí àmúrè mẹ́.
Because there is no girdle that regulates that heart.
Praise the Lord.
Ìyẹn Olúwa.
So Jesus ń sọ fún àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀.
Jesus was telling his disciples.
Ẹ̀tàn tẹ ẹ ní.
Sell all that you have.
Are you with me, Luke 12?
Inú òwe Luke orí kejìlá ni.
Kí ẹ̀yin kí o sì tọrẹ àánú.
And give alms.
Kí ni ìdí tó fi wú bẹ́ẹ̀ yẹn?
Why?
Nígbà tí ẹ bá ń ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
When you do so.
Ẹ̀yin ó sì pèsè àpò fún ara yín.
You will provide yourself bags.
Àpò tí kì í gbó.
Which wax not old.
Ìṣúra lọ́run tí kì í tán.
A treasure in the heavens that faileth not.
Oh, it's so difficult to explain this kind of thing.
Ó máa nira díẹ̀ láti ṣàlàyé yìí o.
Pé ìṣúra tá wà ní.
That the treasure that we have.
Àná àná tán ni.
It is such that cannot finish.
Àjẹ ẹ̀jẹ̀ tán ni.
It is such that you cannot exhaust.
Àwọn nǹkan tí Ọlọ́run ní ká tàǹgbà yẹn.
What the Lord asked us to sell then. and we are scattering it here and there. And people thought that we are crazy. With the glory of God today, it has become treasure. It's treasure that cannot be exhausted. It's such money that you cannot feel, cannot fail. There is nowhere we go now. And we can suffer. Because there is treasure in heaven.
Sometimes
once we get somewhere, I'll just see one child of God.
And brother Bile.
You have forgotten me.
When
I just believed. The first Bible I used.
And you left for me.
You gave it to me. It's not that we had money.
But
if you see that this child of God, he should go to school.
And
his parents are saying, Jesus will not sponsor a patient. Say, come. Let's pray.
And
how much is school fees?
12 naira.
Naira mejila. When we finish praying,
okay, bro.
Rafemi. How much do you have?
I don't need 2 naira.
So I have 2 naira.
Brakunle.
What do you have there?
What are people need 1 naira?
Is that, I have 1 naira here.
Ben,
that's how we collect it,
right?
And we'll give it to the brothers. Go and pay your school fees. You will not, because of school fees, backslide. As we are praying,
seminary,
one of us wanted to go to the seminary at Ogbomoso then. We know that if he should go to the seminary, if he should go there with the fire of the Spirit, because then in those days, those who go to seminary,
symmetry,
we used to call it symmetry.
Because
once they go there, they come back dead.
They
will just be talking, babbling. And we are praying, Lord, we want you to change Baptist Church. How will it change them? We must have pastors among them.
So
when we finish praying,
bro,
can you go to the seminary? If you go there, don't lose faith.
Your promise,
he will promise us. He will not lose faith. And he will not turn his back on God. He will pray. Then we gather money. Go and pay your school fees. Anytime he has a little chance, he will come to the fellowship with us. Say, how are you doing, bro? I hope you are still maintaining the course.
That is
by the grace of God.
Some of them,
Lara Awon Isin,
they are now the top leaders of convention.
Baptist Isin. We sent them there. It's not as if we had money to do it. It is just collection. Because of the gadu about our hearts. Is that the money you don't need today?
There is a brother to nilo re.
Then they come back to nilo e. Once you finish your food, whatever is left, you must be carrying it about.
There's a brother Tio Ti Jen.
And he come out with Tio Jen, a brother has not eaten. Why is it so easy for us? That is what we were taught by the Lord. That do not be anxious of tomorrow. What will we eat? What we drink, what we wear, we believe that scripture.
Literally,
we accepted it that way. There is no other secret interpretation.
Yeah,
it's not like that.
It is
It is a
Asamoni.
It wasn't so with us. Whatever God said is what he has said. Do not be anxious of what to eat tomorrow. There is nothing that concerns us again.
In fact, any broken leg,
even
broken,
do you know what we say? Have you seen tomorrow? What about if Jesus will come tonight? What do you want to do with tomorrow? Anybody want to abuse us or rail on us? They say you are crazy. You don't even have plan.
Any plan?
You don't have plan.
Awo ni plan.
We didn't have plan.
To repay ni to ni plan.
Because he who has the plan of our lives,
Kisun.
He doesn't sleep.
Benekito.
He doesn't slumber.
Nyalei.
This night,
Kieto ba Olorun soro pelu.
Before you speak with God,
Amurete koko gbodo di.
The first girdle you must have about your heart.
Amurio Kalon
is the girdle of the heart. Because everything that is not well taken care of, it is always from the heart. What has corrupted the church today is right from the heart. The fear of if you don't do it this way, your life will be like this.
Let me be in lere. Chaye mi daru.
Can I ask you, is my life scattered or disorganized? Is your life much more organized than my life?
Eda mi lo.
Answer me. Do you think the Lord who had promised?
Command us, Sonny.
He doesn't know what he was talking about. When we sit under a teaching and we're fed with the word of God, they are just tying that girdle about our heart. About our heart in the inner man.
When our brothers would like to
it is not right for the saint to be
afraid.
When did you sing that kind of song last?
That
was a kind of girdle about our hearts. When we are about to be shaken by fear,
it's
not right for the saints to be afraid. It is not right for them to lose hope when they are not expecting
his
help. That's when the Lord will appear.
But when you don't expect,
that when you are not expecting his help,
the
Lord will arise for you.
Do you know sometimes?
With that girdle in our hearts, we can start a journey. We have no money to take us there. We can have money that will take us to Ife. But we are going to Lagos.
I'm going to Lagos.
By the grace of God.
We'll
see tomorrow. Next tomorrow. We could get to Ife.
The last money,
when we have paid the last money in our pockets.
Lagos. Balayode.
You see, Shaki.
And it has never failed.
Kishaki rara.
It has never failed. That was the girdle about our hearts. We were never afraid of the world. We knew we had treasures in heaven that faileth not, that will not be corrupted. And since when we are not expecting his help, the Savior will arrive. I have no time to tell you different testimonies where we have seen the grace of God. We have come to realize that the God that we are working with is true.
Can you imagine?
That I am coming to marry a wife. All the money I gathered that remained in my pocket. And I was a lecturer.
25
naira.
Kini for
what? What will I do with money? What we don't need, somebody needs it. And the day I need, that person that does not need his
own,
God will lead him to me.
That's how we were living.
25
naira lo ku mi ku.
Naira me dogmo. 25 naira.
Mo ti gbodo wera mi wa.
I must take myself.
Omo tin gbodo mi.
The boy with me.
I gbodo transport ara
wa. We must transport ourselves.
Ati so bi that ri epo ra.
We have not talked about where to get palm oil. We are not even thinking about where to get rice.
Are you hearing me? So, but then so far when you pay,
and I was telling people,
we'll travel, Lola.
I'm traveling tomorrow. For marriage, will you meet us there?
You see that? In Ibadan.
When I got to Ibadan, the money remained 10 naira.
No, 15
naira.
Mo wa tun lo kin mo visit okan na awon brother wa.
I went to visit one of our brothers.
But kunle adua.
As we knelt down to pray,
tiyan tun gbadua.
And we prayed and prayed.
Emi ma so pe,
the Holy Spirit said,
you know igbeyawo re.
You know your wedding
is in 2 weeks.
O ko se meji o.
Sugbon baba e.
But this man,
e bitu to nlo.
The B2 is using.
All
the tires are gone. Bad.
15 naira to wa lapo.
That 15 naira in your pocket.
Tire ni won fira.
You let him use it to buy the tire.
Igba ti baba gbadura tan.
When we finish praying,
ka to si ori ofe mo ni nkan kan ku sir.
Before we share the grace, I said one thing, sir.
Ni ba fowo bo apo.
And I put my hand in my pocket.
Ni Oluwa so pe,
the Lord said,
tire ti e ti fe ra.
All the tire you wanted to buy,
yo wo ike fe ra.
That you should use this money to buy it.
Praise the Lord!
The man shouted for joy.
God is good.
Say, Oluwa dara.
Oluwa so fun.
That the Lord told me that the money for that tire, that this day will not pass before he sent it. Can I tell my in-laws that there is no money? Can I tell them? And the Lord will give me wife. And I went. And I was giving dates, wedding dates. That was a kind of life we lived. It's not, this is not fiction.
So,
and I met some other brethren. Don't forget that
28,
we are going to do our wedding. We are coming, we are coming.
But what can bro?
Say, bro. Have you had all the tomatoes we are going to use? The Lord said we should bring tomato.
All right.
I said it's okay.
Do
you have clothes for the engagement?
I have clothes.
It is not like that.
Ojo eyeni.
It's a day of honor.
Eni lu aso aloku.
You will not use the one you've been using that day.
So can you
what are we going to do then?
Let me
measure it.
Aso ta fi se engagement.
The one we use for engagement. Somebody saw it and brought it.
No problem.
O si wala.
Njo ta wa nlo for engagement.
So the day we are going for engagement,
one brother,
arakunrin kan,
oni,
he said,
ni ojo engagement by
this one engagement like this.
Oko yawo gbodo lowo lowo.
The groom should have money in his hand.
Because
they will be praising you, they will be greeting you.
Oni ya ba pe mani kosowo. Oni ko ri be yen an so be yen.
It's not like we don't say like that.
I doju ti re ni ni
dia na. Oni o ke so ke la ma wa se.
To ba wa lo mu envelope wa.
Then he brought an envelope.
Brand new notes.
New notes. He put it in my hand.
No one got a hard day. Yes, Eleman, Egba. I don't hear Egba.
Take this,
Egba.
I'll say, take this.
Nah. You are well prepared. You are well prepared. Praise the Lord.
And you, Lua.
When I finished, there
was money left.
Then
I took money home.
As
I like sharing money again.
Say
you have just spent a lot of money.
Don't
worry. I said there's no worry. It's not to worry.
That's how we live.
But in Griaye
no. Why
did we live such life? It was the girdle about our hearts. It was the girdle with which our heart was guarded. If you are not guarded with the girdle of the heart, you will never be able to do ministry correctly. And because of our time fast spent, this is where we are going to pause.
To rewipe.
Because can you check the book of Proverbs chapter 7 with me?
Orikeni, sir.
Chapter 4.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Iwe owe orikeni.
Proverbs 4.
Edakun etete lo si beyin te mo bibele ka. 4. Mbo. 4. Verse 23.
Ese iketa lelogun.
Ju gbogbo ohun ipamọ pa aya re mo nitori pe lati inu re wa ni orisun iye.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Newer version so pe guard your heart.
Oni di aya re ni amure.
Idi ni wipe
the reason being that
whatsoever
can make your life to be right or wrong,
it's
from the heart.
So when the Lord said,
guard thyself,
the
first place to be guarded
is
the heart.
Those
without girdle around their hearts,
when it's sucking, let's say, Mashi,
their heart is porous.
Rich in your man, Lonnie, my daddy, no man, Lonnie, my daddy, no man, Lonnie, my daddy. She came back, I want to came back.
Do you know that when we were young,
Ninuemi,
in the spirit,
Kini, a cobelly can what you call an
okay?
Do you remember okay?
The heart of man,
you know okay,
the heart of man.
When
they show us the picture of the heart of an unbeliever,
you will
see all kinds of wild animals, all kinds of things. When the word of God enters, you will see the sword of the word of God, and will chase all those spirits out, and then it will reorganize the heart. And then they will say, check and guard this heart. Let nothing enter therein again. But when that heart backslides, we will now see
scattered.
It will scatter the whole place, turn it upside down. Tonight, when the Lord is asking for gadol for ministry, the first gadol is the gadol of your heart. We may not be able to press further than that tonight. When we come back tomorrow morning, we are going to push it forward a bit, because there are other gadols with which we must be guarded for us to do this work, that God may find something to eat from our hands. But for this night, it is a matter of prayer now. Where is your heart? What kind of weeds are growing in your heart? What kind of lusts are locked in your heart? The love for ephemeral things, things of the world in your heart. That's why your walk with God is not steady. That's why the devil is cheating you. There is no person that the devil could injure except he finds a landing platform in his heart. Nobody can fall into sin except the door of his heart opens first. Tonight, we are going to take our hearts before the Lord. The first gadol with which you must be guarded, every heart that is doubting, every heart that is lukewarm, every heart that is not focusing on heaven, every heart that is scattered and porous, every heart that could be troubled and tripped by small things, it means that such hearts are not guarded. Sometimes haven't become a preacher, but because that gadol is not around your heart, the word of God is not weighty in your mouth, when you preach a little,
it's
just as though you are scratching. You'll be looking for embellishment and additives, because your heart is not steady and stable. You are not focused on Jehovah alone. We want to have a chat with God, that the Lord of life, the gadol of the heart, the gadol of my heart, the gadol of my heart, please put it round about it. Lord, tie it with the gadol. Don't allow sin spoil and corrupt my heart.
Again,
I want to walk with you. Shall we rise therefore?
Jesus,
the Lord is standing in our midst here now, and he wants to walk with you.
Jesus,
the Lord who died,
Jesus, to
the Lord who rose from the dead,
Jesus, to
the Lord who shed his blood,
He
wants to, he wants to become a victor. The Lord wants to make you a success. The Lord
wants
to make you a triumphant soldier. But your heart must be guarded with the
girdle.
There is no soldier
that
can go to battle without his belt tied around him. He must be kitted and your heart must be guarded. We must put girdle around your heart. The fire of the Lord must be ablaze in your heart. Your heart must be aflame with the fire of God. The word of God must dwell in you richly. Will you not pray now? Lord, guard my heart. Guard my heart with your girdle. Guard my heart with the girdle.
Paul said
to Timothy, guard yourself. Guard yourself. Guard yourself. Don't let the word you have preached do not make it to make it a
castle.
Tonight,
Oluwa,
Lord, guard me.
Please
repair my heart. Repair my spirit. Give me stability. Make me stable.
That
I may do this work
to
the point that you are expecting. That I may reach the glorious home. You will eat from my hand, Lord. You will drink from my hand, O Lord. You will not be put to shame in my life. You will not be put to shame in my life. Lord, you will not be put to shame in my life.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, honor your word here today. Honor your word in our heart here this night. I want you to send revival to this congregation, oh God. Give me, O Lord, an unction. Give me, O Lord, your unction. Anoint me for thy work. Arise and set me in motion. Arise, O God, and set me in motion. O Lord, the man of war.
Lord.
Dimilamure.
Guard my heart.
Dimilamure.
Tie your girdle around me.
Dimilamure.
Tie your girdle around my heart.
Amuriala Sheyori.
The girdle of a successful
Amure.
Man.
Amure. Ajagunshegun.
The girdle of a victor.
Amure. Ajagunshegun.
The girdle of victorious soldiers. Oluwa
Diokamilamure.
Lord, guard my heart.
Diokamilamure.
Guard my heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ma katoro bo shinda ma koro bo skuba. Uluwa joshe ilaleye. Uluwa shishe ilaleye.
Lord, do this work tonight.
Uluwa gogo biti awen yare ti jadewa.
Everywhere they have come from.
Gogo biti ati jadewa.
Everywhere we have come from.
Uluwa jo bami ben wawo.
Lord, please visit them.
Jesu omo loron.
Jesus, the Son of God, let this meeting bring this about. Make them strong. Set them ablaze. Set them ablaze. That the work you want us to do, we may do it with all of our hearts.
Or
do it successfully. Lord, that you may have fruit. You will find something to eat. Baba, you will have something to drink.
You
will not be put to shame over our lives.
Gbogbo nkan to je ohun edigbo lo loju ona re
That
whatever could be hindrance on your way, that the Lord will remove it tonight. Jesus, the Son of God, we want to walk with us tonight. Please walk among us tonight. Walk among your servants tonight. Those who need your touch. Those you must touch tonight. Those you must touch their heart tonight. Those that sin will not allow them to serve you. Lord, deliver them tonight.
Jesus.
Lord, with your sword, pierce their hearts. That your work might be done. That your work might be accomplished. That the Holy Spirit will take over. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want to pray with you tonight. Any heart that is godless is such a very porous heart. Anything can enter, is vulnerable. Anything can gain entrance. What the Bible says about the heart is like a city without a fence.
It's
like a city without walls.
Orishirishi ni owo nu e.
Anything can enter therein.
Gbogbo awon o le ni o ma wo nu e.
Things will come at will.
Oluwa fe sise iyanu loni.
God want to do something marvelous tonight.
Gbogbo awon ti okan won gbogbe lori oro yi.
Every heart that is pricked over this message.
Gbogbo awon ti emi Olorun ba soro pe.
Everyone that is receiving the ministration of the Holy Spirit.
Amure aye re lo ti jege.
That it is because the girdle of your heart is snapped.
Amure yen lo ti baje.
That girdle has decayed.
Ibe ni esu ti raye.
And that's the point where the devil enters. That's the point where sin enters. That's why your heart is as though seared with hot iron. That's why your heart is obstinate. That's why you are not progressive spiritually. That's why your ministry is not fruitful. But the Lord has arisen tonight to do a work of restoration. The Lord who reorganizes will reorganize your life. The Lord, the perfecter, will perfect your life. The Lord, the most victorious, is going to give you victory tonight. The Lord, the lifter up of our head, will lift you up tonight. The devil wants to bury you alive. But my Lord will lift you up. The power of resurrection will enter into your life. The power of resurrection, the power of adoption will enter into your life. The spirit that strengthens. The spirit that equips. The Lord will pour him upon you. Everywhere there is leakage in your life, the power of God will plug it. You evil spirit, hear the voice of the Lord. You shall be terrified.
And
will run out of your hiding places. From your hiding places. Tonight.
Do
you strangers. Hear the voice of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Command to run out. From your hideout. In the name of Jesus. We stretch the hand of God. You will find no place to hide anymore. You will have no hiding place again. In the name of Jesus. Lose your grip on these people.
You
spirit of lust that has gained entrance and you are spoiling things,
Loruko Jesu.
In the name of Jesus.
We
command you tonight.
Enye alejo.
You strangers.
Ema sajade.
Run out.
Loruko Jesu. Ema
sajade. In the name of Jesus, I chase you out.
Oluwa yo doju ti yin.
The Lord will put you to shame. All the ways by which you have been undermining these people. You want them to cave in. You want to destroy their testimonies. You want to make them spotted. The Lord rebukes you tonight. All your hideouts in the name of Jesus Christ, we scatter them. You will find no hiding place anymore. Sin. You will have no hiding place again. The Lord told Cain in the morning, sin couches at your door and is looking for you.
Ah, laleyi.
Tonight,
therefore,
oh, you sin hiding.
Then Lugo said,
at the door of these children of God.
Then do
and you are waiting that they should just jump into this.
Lord, call Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
Oluwabayiwi.
The Lord rebukes you. In the name of Jesus,
the
power go and sin no more. Because the Lord wants to eat from your hand. The Lord Almighty wants to drink from your hand. That's why we want to end today's teaching. And if there is anyone in this meeting, therefore, I have prayed for you truly, and the Lord will respond to that prayer. You will not go into the ditch anymore. Falling today, rising tomorrow will no longer be your portion. The Lord will give you stability. But the Bible says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. He will not progress. He will be retrogressing. But those who confess it and forsake it, they will obtain mercy. I believe the mercy is in the hand of God tonight. Within this minute, everyone who wants to receive, obtain the mercy of God,
and they know
that I must not cover this sin anymore. We
are
prayed in the afternoon. The Lord helped some, but there are some also that the Lord wants to help tonight. You don't want to hide sin underneath your clothes.
Oh, fair for worship, Bosho.
You don't want to hide the hand of sin under your clothes. You want the Lord to cleanse your hand. That the girdle of the Lord will be around about your heart, that you can walk and march before the devil himself, and the world will have nothing to do with you. But if you have not confessed and forsake, the devil will find a place to hide in your life. And so I want to give you space for about 1 minute. Everyone that desires God to do this kind of miracle, you know, I have not been praying for those who are sick. Not that God will not remove your sickness, but what has given platform for sin and the devil sickness, if we do not shut that door, they will return again. Once we pray tonight, wherever you have been corrupted and spotted, the Lord will cleanse you, and the Lord will renew you. All those who must take this step, without looking at any other person.
Just raise your right hand before God.
The girdle of my heart is already snapped. My heart is open and desolate. Today, please rearrange it for me.
God bless you. Raise the hand above your head. I
thank you so much.
Some people are in the gallery. Some people are down here.
All of you,
come
to the altar area.
Just in 1 minute.
Those of you in the gallery,
if you can run down, just come with us here. God bless you, my dear sister.
The devil will no longer have space in
as
your
you are
life.
Taking this step, lalei,
power, open your life unto God. Those the Lord appeared unto in the afternoon, and he want to appear to you tonight.
Just take your step quickly. Please run down.
My brother,
I know him.
If I have time, I will have asked that we should wait, but we don't have that luxury of time.
Thank you, my friend.
God wants to do that work in your life.
Thank you, brother. Just calm down quickly. If you are
coming, then you must make it fast.
Thank you, friends. Thank you, brothers. Thank you. Thank you. Young lady, please run. God bless you.
The Lord will not allow you to be put to shame.
Wherever
the devil is waiting for you to swallow you, he will be disappointed. The sin will not have power over you anymore.
So
I will give you a new spirit.
Thank you, brother.
And I will give you a new heart.
Thank you, my brother.
I will remove the heart of stone.
Thank you.
Thank
you. God bless you. Sister, you must come quickly. God bless you. God bless you now. Now, Ejo,
please. If there is still anybody, and the Holy Spirit is saying, run before they pray. Don't say because I'm an usher. You may be an usher. But if your life is not repaired, they will leave you at the door and they will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Make sure you make a step now.
Now, all of us in the congregation, and you have it in your heart that the Lord has attended to your case, but you need the blessings of God.
Just stand up with us.
Those of you on your knees, the mercy of the Lord will not pass over you.
Let all of us lift up our hands before God. Ask
that this
girdle,
that the Lord will guard your heart with it. Will guard your heart with it. And give you victory. Everything the Spirit of God wants to do in your life from tonight, that it will be accomplished. Every door the Lord wants to open for you, that it will be opening right now. All the progress the Lord will want to give you,
and
the Lord will take you there. Everything you have in your heart which you have brought before him, the Lord who hears prayer will hear your prayer. Lord, tonight,
since
your maid servants male servants
have come to you,
and they are before you now.
They have
come to hide themselves in your hand, and there is nothing kept in your hand that will
spoil.
Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, save their souls. Save their hearts.
It is written,
the Lord God,
you
can save to the uttermost
all that
cometh unto thee, Jesus. Lord, the power to save to the uttermost, please put it upon them. Anything they lack, in the name of Jesus, please enter into their lives. The spirit that
consecrates,
the power that makes a man holy, let it consecrate them.
Pala
I decree from tonight, sin will no longer reign in your mortal bodies.
Ati mu
yikuro labi ofin eshe. You have been released from the power of
eti
sin. You are in the grace.
Ori ofe Olorun yo to fun yin.
The grace of God will be sufficient. Ori
ofe Olorun ti ko legbe.
The grace matchless.
Ori ofe yen yo to fun
yin. Will be enough for you.
Ori ofe yen yo fa yin yo.
That grace will pull you off.
Gbogbo abaraku ese.
Every sin that is innate,
lati aleyi lo,
from tonight,
ake won ko ninu aye yi.
They are separated from your life.
E ko rira ese.
You will hate sin.
E feran oro Olorun.
You will love the word of God.
Ife Christi yo dide ninu yin.
The love of God will arise in your heart.
A o sami yesi yin lara.
And you shall be marked with the mark of life.
Ogoni fun oruko Olorun.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Gbogbo awon eyan wa to wa ninu ipade yi.
All our people in this meeting.
Gbogbo awon ti an nilo ohunkohun ni waju yin.
Those who need blessings from God.
Jesus omo Olorun.
Jesus the son of God.
Da ibukun re lu won.
Release your blessings upon them.
Wo lo so pe e koko tete ma wa ijobo orun na.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Gbogbo nkan yoku.
All other things.
Oluwa gbogbo nkan yoku.
Everything that remains.
Ohunkohun to ba ku.
All things.
Ninu aye awon omo odo re.
In the life of this your people.
Loruko Jesus fi kun fun won.
Lord, add it unto them in the name of Jesus.
Awon to nilo iwosan fi
kun won. Those who need healing.
Those
who need employment, Lord, open the door for them. You have promised us that you, God, you will not leave us, that those who trust the Lord,
that
shall not be put to shame. Lord, tonight, all those who have brought one problem or the other,
for what one?
Touch them.
For what one?
Touch them.
Gbogbo awon ti esun foru emi won.
Those vexed by the devil.
Loruko Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Alaafia fun yin.
Peace be unto thee.
Alaafia fun okan
yin. Peace be unto your soul.
Alaafia fun idile yin.
Peace unto your family.
Lati aleyi lo.
From tonight.
Alaafia fun yin.
Peace unto you.
Alaafia fun okan yin.
Peace unto your soul.
Alaafia fun idile yin.
Peace unto your family.
Alaafia fun eran ara yin.
Peace unto your body.
Adupe pe eyin Olorun yo se ju be lo.
Because you will do much more.
Gbogbo awon to wa kunle yi.
All those who are on their knees, therefore,
bi won o se dide yi.
As they shall arise from here,
agbara ajinde,
the power of resurrection,
yo wonu aye yin,
will enter into your life.
Eni subuma,
you will never fall again.
Eni subu emima,
you will not fall spiritually.
Eni subu arama,
you will not fall physically.
Okan yi oni bajema,
your heart will no longer be corrupted.
Olorun yo diyen mu,
the Lord will uphold
titi
you.
Titi ta o fi ri ogo Olorun,
until we see the glory of God.
E oni jaha,
you will not be stranded.
Eni bosono,
you will not be lost.
Eni kusona bi efi,
you will not die midstream.
Oluwa yo mu yin dele ologo.
The Lord will take you to the end.
Au gburo yin.
We shall hear about you.
Au gburo yin si rere.
We shall hear about you for good.
Au gburo yin ninu ise iranse.
We shall hear you in the ministry.
Au gburo yin ni ijobo Olorun.
We shall hear about you in the kingdom of God.
The
work of the Lord will expand in your hand.
And you
will become a witness unto
Christ.
And the crown of glory will fit your head. Thank you, my God. That what you have done tonight, you are a perfect worker. Glory be to your name.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen.